Hey girl, hey.
Hey girl, hey,
Oh
how are
my gosh,
you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. I missed you seeing you
I
here in our
know.
little podcast center of the world.
I totally agree. It has been a while. Listeners, we've missed you as well. Rose and I
Yeah.
took a few weeks off, as our little summer break, which a lot of podcasters do that. Just so that we could spend a little time with the family and just kind of take care of things, have a little space.
Pause, take
Take
care of
a
ourselves, right?
yes.
It's all good. We encourage everybody to do that once in a while.
Oh, yes, we do. So, you know what? Who would we be if we didn't take our own advice?
Exactly. Good point.
So, how?
So, yeah, you tell me about what you've been up to.
Well, let's see here. I've had family in town, and my family came, and then my husband's family came. My husband got a promotion, so
Nice.
we've been blessed with a lot of family visiting. I still was able to teach. I did a summer Ayurvedic cleanse, and that was very successful.
Nice.
And what else? I'm hosting a fall one coming up here, Reiki training as well, Reiki one. So it was
Yeah.
just, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
So you were busy.
I was busy, but spending time with family and stuff like that, it's very grounding.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's nice. It's grounding and it could be a little exhausting too, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
Yes.
but that's good. Well, you look fantastic as
Thank
always.
you. Oh, and so do you.
Thank you, thank you.
Yes. But yes,
Yeah.
tell us about what you've been up to.
Well, both of my children, my boys, are in college and they are not far, they're local, but for a little time there, it was very was busy putting together all their stuff. This is their first year in college. So just my house was like everything all over the place for them, but it was organized because that's how I am, an organized mess sometimes. But it went well. We moved one child into one school. And then a week later or so, we moved the other one and both went very smoothly. I just sent Reiki to the whole thing that it would go smoothly. They both seem very happy. I am doing well, people. I know a lot of people are asking me, how are you doing? Are you doing okay without the kids home? Yeah, I'm doing fine. I almost feel badly that I am doing really well, but it's kind of nice having the space and I'm not doing this in here. I have to be somewhere to do this and that for them. I mean, I've seen them. It's not like they haven't come home. They have, but it's kind of nice. And I have time to myself. I started playing pickleball, which is, let me tell you, it's the new rage. I didn't realize that, but it's like tennis. And I played tennis, and I'm actually going to go back. So I'm devoting a few things for myself, not just my business. And that feels good. And I'm teaching a little bit more yoga in studio. I'm going to a week-long Reiki training with the master Reiki William Rand
That's
on
so
Sunday. I
exciting.
am so excited. It is at the Omega Institute, which is about 2 hours from here. And I manifested this because for years I've wanted to take training with him, and then it was online. But first, he's in Hawaii, and I'm like, well, I don't think I'm going to get there, not anytime soon. Well, so for years I'm like, I want to study with him, and back in May, noticed that he's going to be at Omega. So I signed up right away. Perfect timing. The kids aren't here. And it's going to be learning Holy Fire and Karuna Reiki, which is just another layer of Reiki. And I am so looking forward to that. So yeah, so in a nutshell, that's kind of what's been happening with me.
I
But
cannot
we're
wait to hear about how that training goes. I'm excited
oh.
for you. I would have loved to have come and joined you, but maybe next time.
Oh yeah, we'll find something else to
Yeah.
do. I mean, we can't go too long without learning and
I
training and doing
know.
all that stuff. We just love it.
I know. I
But
know.
also it's going to be a year since we've been doing our podcast,
I
girl,
know.
in October.
October. Yes.
Yeah,
We made it a year. Yay.
yay! I'm sure we'll have a little party on that day. We'll do something.
Yeah.
Share with everyone here. And we wanted to say we really, really appreciate all the listeners, all the support that we have received. And we just keep going. It helps us to want to share more with you. We hope to get more guests on the show because we really like interviewing other people and helping support others and their business. It's really important to us. And we also want to connect with you more, our listeners. So share your stories with us.
Oh,
And
absolutely.
if we feel like it's a story that can inspire others and change others or get others off the couch and to do something with their lives, that's what we're aspiring to here, to make those connections with you and to share just these wonderful stories. So
Should we
yeah.
tell them what our return episode is?
Yeah.
We interview Brad Williams, an astrologer who Rose knows very well.
Yes, Brad is my astrologer, and he's amazing. I know you'll hear it when you listen to this interview. And I give him praise, and he's very, very humble. But I have to tell you, he's helped me make a lot of changes in my life by just uncovering things that I knew were there, but maybe didn't believe it. And so, he's inspired me to do a lot. And you'll just listen to him. He articulates well, and he's just so knowledgeable. You're going to love him. You really will love him.
This was the first time I had even spoken with him or anything, and I'm thoroughly impressed. And yeah, thoroughly impressed. So I hope that you guys that'll be coming out on Sunday. So just be sure, to check back on Sunday so you get to listen to this awesome episode. You're gonna learn a lot, and you're gonna love it.
Wherever you listen to your podcast, there's a way you could do alerts. So if you hit fave or anything like that, just or sign up for alerts, you'll automatically be notified when the new episodes come out. So yeah, so we appreciate you guys pausing with us on this journey of our podcast life and allowing us the space to kind of do our own thing and get re-energized and excited.
Because then that helped fuel our ideas for upcoming topics. So we're very excited to be turning that 1 year corner, our kickoff interview, and all the other fun stuff that's going to come. So thanks everyone so much.
Thank you. And also, if you are interested in any of our offerings, just check out our websites. I know Jen and I have been busy also doing our own stuff on the side, and on the side is our own thing. We're always here for you in some capacity, and we look forward to more connections in the future
And more chats off the mat.
and more chats off the mat.
Woo. All
Okay.
right.
Bye, everyone. Have a great day. We want to thank you for joining us today. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to our websites and social media platforms, and to send us any email with questions or comments. We look forward to connecting with you again for some more chat off the mat.